Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Warner Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Michael and Andrew.
Hello.
I am dead.
He's dead. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that very happy note, let's dive into the overview for today's episode. So in today's episode, we're going to be covering some news. It's going to be some exciting news as well. New changes are coming to clubs and much, much more. And our deep dive for the week is we are going to be going over the top 10 brawlers in the meta and how to counter them. So definitely stay tuned, guys. It's a very, very good episode. Also, we had a lot of brawl question responses. Sorry we had to wait 2 whole weeks for them to get read on the show, but don't worry, we're reading them on the show live. So yeah, thank you guys for listening, and see you on the other side. Okay, guys, hopping straight into the news. So the first piece of news that we have is this Brawloween challenge that came up. So the Brawloween challenge was 9 wins, 4 losses, and you get a cool kind of Halloween spooky pumpkin pin. And Supercell's tweet was,
here's not much this spooky.
Then what is it, Michael?
It's a pumpkin. It's not very spooky. You get spooked by it. Wow, what a great life you have.
Okay, shush. Okay, here's a tweet from Brawl Stars. They said, here's a tip on when to use the spin. 1, pick Dynamike. If you have Santa Mike skin, even better. 2, Dyna Jump. 3, play Showdown. 4, defeat Immortus. 5, BM him with a pin. So yeah.
Are you good, Ethan?
No, I'm not good. Why?
Oh, okay.
Alright.
Alright,
so with that being said, by the time you're probably listening to this, the challenge might already be over. So we're just going to do a quick recap of who are some good picks on these maps and why they are good. So first off, obviously, we beat the challenge. We got the pin. Woohoo, yay, celebration noise. Woo, yay, yay.
Seven.
Woo, okay. So the first map was what? I think it was Excel, right?
It was Excel.
All right. So since it was Excel, Andrew, you want to like, or Michael, whoever wants to jump in, you guys want to like list off a few good brawlers in that map?
Yeah. Dynamike, Mortis, Kelly, yeah, you know.
Totally. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Well, some real people will be like Brock. Real people.
Anyways. Andrew, you want to keep going?
Yeah, sir. Brock. Probably a good lane would be Rico, I'd say.
Definitely.
Or Stu. Stu's
a Brock would also be good, too.
Stu.
Yeah.
It's a good with it.
Definitely. Some honorable mentions. Mr. P, Piper.
Leon.
Leon. All good. Yeah. So yeah, that's Excel. The second map that we had was, I think it was like Acute Angle, I believe.
Yep, Gem Grab.
Yeah, no one likes Gem Grab. We suck at Gem Grab. It's probably like, other than Siege, is probably our worst mode. So we don't usually do too hot on Gem Grab. But Andrew, Michael, whoever wants to jump in, you guys want to list off a few of those?
What? Well, at first we used Sandy, Leon, and Spike. That worked for like one round, and then so then we switched to Tara. What else? Tara something and Spike.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Tara,
Sandy,
and Spike.
Yeah. So, Andrew, you wanna list off a few others, or is that basically it?
Yeah. So Spike, Tara. Sandy. I'd say an honorable mention could be like some Piper.
Yeah, so some other honorable mentions, I would say definitely Gene. You can run a Gene, you can run Stu. They're both pretty top meta picks for
Gene's not that good, but like if you go with Gene, sure, go on ahead.
Yeah, Gene's a good mid though. Like if you need a mid, Gene's your pick. Alright, so our last map that we had was, I think it was Sneaky Fields, right?
Yeah.
And since Brawl Ball is our best game mode, we just ran a meme comp. We ran, I think it was like Frank, Shelly, and Piper, and then we lost.
We won. We won to... No.
Michael, you don't think that
with Werewolf Leon and...
Oh, right. We did Halloween, right. Yeah.
Yeah, we did Halloween.
Yeah, so we all had...
Rich. No, we're not.
Yeah, so we all had Halloween skins. So I had Witch Shelly, Andrew had Ghost Squeak, and Michael had Werewolf Leon. So yeah, that was pretty cool. But some like real good picks, I would say, is Rosa. Andrew, Michael, you wanna jump in?
Yeah, Rosa's probably pretty good with the gadget. But yeah, there's a lot of good picks
here. I'd say like Ems is pretty good.
Yeah. Also, you know, just your normal
good ballers will be like ballers that know well, that can knock back and like have any like effects that can like slow or also heal.
Yeah, definitely.
And also break walls. Breaking walls is a really good one too.
Yeah. Brawl Ball is just like a pretty versatile game mode. Like most brawlers are good on it. There's not really like a bad brawler. And as long as you know how to play the game, you're pretty much set. So,
yeah.
So that's basically it for the Brawloween challenge. I hope you guys like got some takeaways from this. Definitely don't spend any gems to get more losses. This pin isn't worth it, per se. I would rather you spend
your
gems.
No, I'm pretty sure you can buy it.
What, the losses?
Yeah, you can buy it. It's a legendary thing. You can't buy legendary things.
Yeah, but I'd rather like you don't spend your gems buying more losses.
Oh no, definitely don't do that.
Yeah. Instead like buy what is it? Brawl pass, some
buy
skins
skin.
You like. Skins
for the win, please.
Skin to win. Yes. Brawl pass skins, skins that you like, you know, other, or if you want to spend gems on losses, don't spend it on this. Spend it on things that, like, offer you, like, a skin. For example, like, the BB challenge. Or, like, something that offers you, a new brawler, like Griff.
They could actually spend gems on.
Yeah. So, definitely don't spend it on this pin. So, yeah, that's basically it for the Brawloween challenge. So, Michael, you want to move on to the next big piece of news?
So the next big piece of news is that clubs, as you know, have already been resized to 30. Well, actually, technically not really, because new clubs still aren't reset to 30. But any new club that you make is reset to 30. And, a lot. And Supercell is planning to make a...
So basically, just to elaborate, I'm just gonna read this post from Supercell. They tweeted this out. So basically, the November update for clubs is that you have to choose your club members now, or else it will be done automatically. Like they'll just kick out 70 members. And then activity check: no login for 14 days. You will be kicked out of the club. And then after that, rank check, who remains in the original club? So the highest ranked players will get priority. So the ranks are president, vice president, senior, and member. So then if trophy check, if ranks are equal, players with the most trophies will get priority. And then the people who get kicked, they'll start a new club. So once the main club gets 30 members, a new second club will be automatically created and filled using the same criteria. And then club names, all new clubs created will have the same name as the original club. Michael.
So it's basically like how a lot of clubs do, like they're like, you know, born to brawl. They have like born to brawl 1, 2, 3, yada yada yada, and they have like fan clubs. Have you ever seen them? There's a lot of clubs that do this, and but basically it's what they're doing, but like tiny.
Yeah, definitely. So, Andrew, you want to take the FAQ for this tweet?
For the club size?
Yeah. You want to take the FAQ at the bottom of this tweet?
Sure. So the FAQ, it says, one question asked was, will friend list increase due to the club capacity resize? And Supercell says, no, it will stay the same. Second question was, how do I contact members that are no longer in my club? Supercell says, talk to them before the change or you might lose contact. And the last question is, can I rename my club if I'm not in the main one? And Supercell says, no, create a new club if you want to change the name.
Yeah, so just like that, that's basically all. There's like one extra FAQ that I'm not going to read because I forgot to actually get the link. But definitely. So
I'm just kidding.
Shush, Michael. So yeah, that's basically the club resize. And then we have one more piece of news here. And Michael kind of touched on this already, but we have club leaks coming. Woohoo! We'll post the so.
Yay!
Yay! All right, so. Basically, club league. What do you guys think about club league? We kind of predicted this, kind of. But what do you guys think of it?
It's gonna be cool. I'm gonna guess it's gonna be something like either something like Power League or something like Clash Royale. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's again like one-on-one, real person combat. So
well,
what do you guys think?
It's definitely gonna have to like, play to like. Well, it has to be even because like if it's like each club versus each club, clubs with more members are gonna like do a lot better than 30.
Yeah.
That's
why
you know clubs that don't have as much.
That's why in Clash Royale, there's a thing where if you don't have enough members, you can't start.
Oh, yeah, true. So I feel like a good speculation is definitely what Andrew said. You'll probably have, like, I think if you have a max amount of people in a club, like 30 people, I think you'll be able to start, and then you'll be matched with, like, 30 others, people that have, like, 30 other people in the clan, and then you'll go against... You'll face teams that have like the similar trophy range as you do. So like if you have 20K, then you'll face people that have 20K. What do you guys think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be like that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So, and then what do you guys think this will do to clubs? Like, will there be experience roads? Like, what are the rewards? What
it'll
do you think?
Probably be like, there'll probably be like more active players, hopefully. And like more reason to participate with your clubs because right now clubs are literally just for talking.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you guys think for like rewards though? Like, will there be like a mega box?
I don't know. I feel like it should just be like mega boxes, stuff like that. Because it shouldn't really be like stuff that's actually going to really help you. Because like, then clubs with like really good people. I mean, I guess that would be the whole point.
Yeah. Because like clubs with really good people, they wouldn't really benefit from it anymore. But like,
I don't know. I don't think it would be cosmetics though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I don't. They might. I mean, like they're the Power League teams.
What else can they do? It's not like they can't put like coins or gems because YouTubers basically have like a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no point. So probably skins.
Yeah, skins, boxes, probably not gems or coins like Andrew said. So, yeah, that's basically all the news we have. And then Just one final piece of news. Since the Power League season is almost ending, again, this Power League season, there's Wizard Byron. We have a new Power League season that is about to begin, and this Power League season will be featuring Director Buzz. So Supertall did a tweet, and it was, and cut. Director Buzz is the Power League season skin, and they say the new season starts this Monday, so by the time you're listening to this, the new season probably already has, it already started. They didn't say anything about the wins or losses, so what do you guys think the wins or losses will be? Stay the same, or will there be something?
I'm pretty sure we saw it in, that build. I think it was, win 60 rounds. But, you don't have to win the entire thing, you just have to win rounds.
Oh, interesting.
It was something like that, or 50, yeah. Something like that.
I think it was, 50 rounds.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Because then you only have to play 25 matches that you win.
Yeah, what he said.
That's pretty good. So, you guys excited for Director Buzz? I think he's a pretty cool skin.
Yeah. And I'm definitely gonna love him, I think.
Yeah. By the way, guys, all Power League skins are very, very good value.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They're getting better.
Yeah,
as time moves on.
Yeah, they're definitely getting better.
Humans evolving, but forwards.
Exactly.
Not like us, we're evolving backwards.
We're all evolving backwards, Michael. Get woke. All right. So with that being said, that's basically all we have for news. If you guys have any feedback to give, definitely shoot us an email at our email address in the show notes. And speaking of emails and responses and feedback, let's dive straight into the brawl question. See you on the other side.
Yay! Woohoo!
Alright, guys, hopping straight into the brawl question. So, last week's brawl question was, let's assume you're in the Supercell dev team. If you could balance a brawler, what brawler would you balance and how? So, first response comes from Snom, and Snom says, Colette, and make her do 40% of the target's HP at the moment. So, what do you guys think of this? I definitely agree, to a certain extent, but Colette is doing a lot of damage to tanks, so I don't know. Maybe this will make her a little bit broken.
No, it isn't. Wait. Oh, at the moment, no. That was.
Are you pretty broken?
With the 700, that'd be pretty good. I think. Yeah, that would be pretty good.
What, 700?
No, with the base damage of 700, that'd be pretty good.
Isn't the base damage already 700?
I know, the base damage at 700.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with this. Colette, I feel like they should buff her base damage, though.
I think her base damage, actually, yeah, maybe to 1,000 or something.
Yeah, because right now she's she only does like 700, she does less than Poco to B.
And yeah, stuff. But that's only if they're really low health.
Yeah, but
plus, their super can finish off.
True. So, I definitely agree, but I don't know if Colette's the one we want to buff. But yeah, I definitely agree. The next one comes from Eric, and he says...
You're kind of contradicting yourself. I totally agree, but, I don't agree. No, she actually bought her.
Shush.
Andrew, back me up here.
Shush.
What?
Andrew playing Valorant on his computer.
I feel like Colette should get a buff, but not that big of a buff.
Yeah. That's what I mean, Michael. What were you thinking?
Oh, that's cool.
Anyways.
Not broken meta.
Okay, the next response comes from Eric, and he also says, Colette, make her do a little more per shot. Again, I definitely agree. We don't want Colette to be broken, but it seems like people want Colette to do a little more, I guess.
Just Colette is a bit unfun with the super.
Yeah. But I feel though, Colette's base damage is a little, underwhelming. I feel like it should do a little more. Because, like, right now she's, like, a beast against, like, tanks and stuff. But when like, she chunks them down, then she becomes, like, less effective. And you don't really want to be wasting your super on, like, a 200 health target, you know? So. Next. So, next response comes from Seru1A, and he says, Squeak, buff his regular damage to 1,540 and make chain reaction go up 140 from that. Maybe give him a slightly better reload too. So what do you guys think about this? I personally think Squeak is sitting at a pretty good, like, spot in the meta.
Yeah, he's not bad, not good.
Who knows?
I don't think, because I feel like buffing Squeak will just be, like, annoying and people don't like it.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Wait, guys, fact check. What's Squeak's damage right now? 1,480?
1,400.
Oh, 1,400. Oh, wow, that's a significant buff. Okay.
No, 350. Yeah, 140.
Yeah. That's still a lot more damage. That's like 300 damage per shot. I mean, per ammo. I mean, per whole three ammos. So...
I mean, to be honest, that would, would that make that much of a difference?
I mean, it might. I think it might change a few interactions, right?
Probably.
I feel like you can now, can you three-shot a box? Is that?
No.
Still no?
You can four-shot a box.
Oh, well, that doesn't change anything then. Alright.
No,
well,
before we could have the 5-shot box.
Oh, you had a 5-shot box? Oh, okay, then, well, that does change.
Oh my god, positive ammo trade, gaining one.
Net as, positive.
I don't know. Shut up, don't listen to me, I'm insane.
Net positive. Alright, enough of that. Let's move on to the next response. And he says, and the next response is from Arson. And he says, delete Tick from the ducking universe. So annoying. So how would you, what do you guys think of this? I honestly think.
Delete him.
Yeah. Poor Tick. All right, delete him. All right, press delete. Supercell. If you're listening, delete Tick.
Yes.
Yeah, has spoken.
A random child's ramble
about Brawl Stars. Yep.
Yes.
You gotta press the delete button. It's very simple. All right. Anyways, moving on to the next response. We have a response from Bobby Bob, and he has a huge response. So shout out to him.
No, don't read the whole thing, Ethan. Just paraphrase it.
Shut up, I'm reading the whole thing. Alright, so he says he would balance...
This is why we have no friends.
Shush. So he said he would balance Dynamite because he's been pretty weak since the game started. And he says that he should make Dyna Jump like a normal mechanic that isn't a star power, like just what they did to like Mortis with Coiled Snake. Just make that like a passive ability. And he says that this ability is pretty important to Dynamite.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I kind of don't know about that either, because a lot of the times it can actually kill you. If you don't know what you're doing, it can kill you. But, like, if you know what you're doing, you're L-cracked.
L-cracko.
All right. And then he says he would add, like, a star power for him that would make his, like, shots easier to hit, and this would help him in the meta. So what do you guys think of this?
I think that would just change his star power to make his chest bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it kind of like overgrowth.
I would also make it so that his like Dynamite explodes faster, you know?
Oh yeah, that's for sure.
Because like right now it's just like takes too long. Like it's so easy to dodge.
That's true.
So yeah. I definitely agree with this a lot. Like, Dynamite has been bottom for a very, very long time now. So this will definitely help him out a ton. Okay, with that being said, we have just finished 5 Brawl Question responses. Now let's move on to the next 5.
Wait,
Angie? Alright,
the next one is from Titan's Klepto. He says he hasn't played in a while, but he heard that Meg is broken. So...
What was that? Oh my god. I swear, if both of you guys are lagging out. Oh, Michael's back. Andrew's not. Oh, rip the bozos.
Oh, he did it. I'm taking over the show now.
Oh, rip. Okay, well, I guess we're going to take a short break. When we come back, this will be sorted out. Sorry for the inconvenience.
All right, the next...
Anyway, guys, after that tiny mishap, here's Andrew. All
right, the next review is from Titans Klepto. He says he hasn't played Brawl Stars in a while, but he heard Meg is broken. So Titans Klepto would change something with his super.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So
I mean, Meg, super's not that good anymore.
It's still pretty good.
It's still pretty good, but like not to the extent that it was like when it got released.
True. I definitely agree, but yeah. It's still pretty good. I would probably nerf how many shots Meg shoots because right now the area control is huge.
I would just remove the like auto charge super thingy.
Oh, the BB bat.
Make it so you actually have to hit stuff.
Yeah, probably.
That's actually good.
Yeah, okay, so next response.
Next response is by I Am Boss. He said he'd delete Edgar because Edgar has so much healing and it's frustrating. I completely disagree because it's kind of easy to counter Edgar. Unless you go jump down and you're like a thrower, but... That's pretty easy.
Yeah. And like again, like if you don't know what you're doing, Edgar's like pretty overwhelming. But once you like get the hang of it, Edgar's pretty bad. So yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is by Beat the Boss 44. He said he would probably balance Jackie by making her super have a little bit of play before being able to run again. So, Beat the Boss with this. When Jackie supers, she stands still for 0.5 seconds.
Wait, fact check. How long was it before? Like, how long was your super?
It was like 2 seconds? Solid second or something.
How many?
Like a solid second.
Yeah. But I definitely agree with this. Maybe not 0.5, maybe like 0.2,
0.3. I would say enough. So that the enemy's like right next to you. If you like four, then the standing still will be done once the enemy's like right next to you.
Yeah, and I would also say like it would be so that it would give a chance for the enemy to be able to run away. Because right now, if you just like run up with Jackie, they basically can't run away at all. Because they're just getting sucked in. Yeah. All abilities are out. So yeah. Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, next response?
Next response is by Blitzer. He said he wants Mr. P's first star power, which is that whenever you attack, it kind of bounces again. It's what you do when you shoot a Mr. P attack into a wall. It kind of bounces.
Yeah.
He wants that. I don't know. This would be really, really annoying.
Yeah, this would be pretty OP.
Becoming permanent. Yeah.
Yeah, and also I feel like Mr. P, he's one of those brawlers that are really hard to buff and nerf. Just like, you know, Carl. Like you can like buff him. You can like buff him once and they'll be like cracked, but then nerf him once and they're like dead. Like they're no longer used.
Definitely.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright. Last one for me is by Berkeley's number one gent. Who is it? He says he wants to make both Little Eagle the passive ability, as well as Mr. P's first start power, which is basically kind of what the person before said. He wants to both non.
It is what he said.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said yeah. He wants to nerf Tick and Edgar. Give everyone a second gadget and give everyone a free mega box of maintenance break.
JK.
Yeah, what's about that? Like, we don't have everyone having second gadgets.
Yeah, exactly. It's so sad. Like, we really need it.
I noticed something. One of our fans is called I'm Boss, and another one of our fans is called The Boss, and he replied right after I Am Boss.
Oh, yeah, true. I just realized that.
Serendipitous.
Oh my god.
Anyways, go on.
Okay. So yeah, I definitely agree with this. Maybe not the mega box thing, but definitely appreciated. We want the mega boxes.
No, definitely mega box.
No, yeah. Guys, biggest takeaway from this episode, we should get a free mega box every maintenance break. Okay, see you guys. We're done with the podcast.
We should get a free mega box every time we log in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Alright.
That would be genius.
Genius. Alright. So, with that being said, Andrew, let's pass it on over to Michael.
Yep. Next person, he said, to get, like, give me back his gadget, like, without the health decay, and change Frank's gadget to from 100% more damage to 50% more damage. And yeah, I agree with that. Frank's gadget does do too much damage.
He can literally one-shot an Ems with power grab. Power grab, irresistible.
He can one shot a lot of the people with power grab, and yeah. It's kind of busted.
We were doing the challenge, and I had power grab, irresistible attraction. And the last goal that we scored, I killed the Ems in one shot, and then Michael walked it in.
Yeah, so basically, no, you didn't. I killed him with my mind.
I have screen recording proof. Ha! Take that.
Yeah, but I told. So,
shut up.
Anyways, next person, he says, oh, it's GWS again. So, Colette, he said Colette would, he would make a better attack again, just a little bit. Just main attack, not super. And yeah, we forward as well. And yeah.
Yeah, we covered it before, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we've already covered it. And then we have our boy, NTD, I Hate My Life, again. He said, basically what you said, to nerf Frank, pull gadget to 50% instead of 100%.
Yeah.
We also went over that, because, like, it's way too damage, it's unnecessary.
Yeah. What do you think, Andrew? You haven't had a lot of time to talk.
No, he's the bruh. I mean, pretty OP. One shot like 5,040. I think you can one shot all of this. I'm not sure.
I think you can with power grab. Yeah.
5,320 and lower. Now I get one shot. So. Yeah. No, I don't think you can one shot more this.
I think he can. Honestly, how much does he do?
That's a 604.
Yeah,
but he can't one shot more. Oh, it would be close.
Well, that sucks. Yeah, it's like, I think it's like 200 health off.
Yeah, but he'll have like 200 health off. Yeah.
All right, next.
Anyways, we have our boy A9 Craft again. He said he would want to bounce Leon. He's just too strong. He'd want to reduce, but make it easier to get him a super by 25%. Know about those numbers, because I'm not a mathematician, totally. No. I would never be a mathematician. And I don't know, Leon's in a pretty okay spot right now. I don't know about his damage, because his damage is fine. As long as you keep your distance, you can just poke.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be too much.
But I don't think by 25% for a super.
Yeah.
But maybe like a bit more, because I hate those moments when you're poking, and then you literally have like one pixel away from your super. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, he bossed Brock again. They know Tim's in advance. So give him like a good power. I don't know about that. That was really annoying.
Yeah, true.
He's in a okay. Well, maybe you could give him his speed again, but like not as much. Maybe like 50% less.
Yeah, true.
Because like, so actually still be able to hit shots, but like not hit him like every single time.
Just a question. What's Brock's HP right now?
3,920. I think.
Well, if you want to buff him, I'll probably just buff him to 4,200. Wait, no, he has a 3,360
in one
head.
Shut up. I was remembering Brock's old health. Okay. Then probably buff to 3,920. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so with that being said, with that being said, thank you all for giving us a Brawl question response. We really appreciate you giving us feedback, responding to the Brawl question. And with that being said, let's move on to this week's Brawl question. And this week's Brawl question is, which Brawler would you want as your classmate, slash co-worker, slash friend, and why? So I'm going to go first, if that's okay with you guys.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So the person who I'd want is probably Poco because, you know, he plays a lot of music. He's probably a good companion. You like, you know, treat as equals. Plus, he doesn't do much damage, so he probably gets bullied at school. So you want to be that awesome upstander. So, yeah.
Wow. Stick with the scrumps.
Awesome upstander.
Classic Ethan. Sticking with the scrumps.
Shut up. All right. Who wants to go next?
Why not? And I was saying, Boom. If he wasn't my friend, hell no. To protect me, you know? Big boy, big man.
Yeah?
I mean, I would probably go for, like, Brock, but his voice line is always, like,
stupid.
Make him seem cool, I guess.
No.
True, definitely, yeah. So, with that being said, that's this week's Brawl question. So, if you have a response to the Brawl question, you can send us an email at borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That's BORNTOBRAWL 101@gmail.com. Or you can, which the majority of people here do, they go onto Discord. Our server link is in the description. And you can send us a response there. So, yeah, that's it for the Brawl question segment. Again, thank you for everyone who sent in a Brawl question response. We really, really appreciate it. And with that being said, let's move straight into our deep dive of the week. Okay, guys, so we're going to hop straight into our deep dive. Okay, so our deep dive for the week is basically 10 Brawlers who are good in the meta and some counters to the meta. So these are the Brawlers that you want to be playing basically throughout all the game modes. And then the counter meta is who you should pick in Power League if someone is picking these Brawlers. All right, Angie, you want to take the first Brawler?
My first Brawler is Frank because obviously the gadget is pretty OP. Okay. 100% more.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Frank, that gadget, like Andrew said, very overwhelming right now. Plus, power grab just does way too much damage. And the health is definitely a lot. But I still think they should buff his health. Okay.
Yeah, no, Frank has way too little health.
Yeah. They should buff it to 20k minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's a pretty good pick right there. Frank. It's pretty solid in Brawl Ball. What other game modes do you guys think he's okay in?
He's also pretty good in, like,
He's pretty good. I mean, Gem Grab, and he's kind of squishy. But mainly Brawl Ball, I think.
Showdown as well? No.
No. I think his main just is just Brawl Ball.
Yeah, but as a Brawl Ball, he's pretty good. He's pretty good at Brawl Ball. So, yeah. So, Michael, you want to take the next brawler?
Yeah, sure. Our next brawler is Jackie. Jackie may have gotten nerfed a bit, but she's still pretty good. Even without the shield, I still think she's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
And just the fact that you can just run up to people super and then kill. Mm-hmm. Just really good. And then if they fight back, you kill them even more because you have star power.
Yeah. Like, Jackie's pretty good right now. Like, if Jackie's kind of the situation where either you kill them or both of you die at the same time because Counter Crush. It's just too oppressive. So, Jackie's pretty good.
Oppressive?
Yeah, oppressive.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Sure. So yeah, Jackie's pretty impressive. Another word for oppressive. So yeah, definitely pretty good pick. So the next brawler that we have is Ash. So basically, Ash, he got nerfed, did he? Or did he get buffed?
His first star power got buffed, and his second star power. No, he did. His second star power, he got buffed. Okay.
He got buffed. Oh, okay. So he got buffed. So Ash just got even stronger now, and Ash Byron still, you know, good synergy. So yeah.
Yeah. Synergy.
Yeah. And like, I don't have Ash personally, but he's
what a bot.
He's pretty good. So Michael, you want to explain a little bit about him?
Yeah. So basically, the buff, they just buffed his first star power to like instead of his when he has all three hits. First hit is raised by 100, and it's now 200%. So a lot better, because now he can get his rage a lot better.
Yeah.
To get nerfed. Rage, like, the more damage you take, it's been reduced.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you can just run in with Byron Nash. But he's still really good, because Byron and Nash is still really good, because like, you can just still heal as you like. And you're running in.
Yep, definitely. So, Ash, definitely a really good pick. Andrew, you want to take the next brawler?
Next brawler is Buzz, because Buzz is just so versatile in many game modes. Except for maybe, like, Heist, but...
Yeah, like, for Heist, there's a pretty limited meta for Heist. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, Buzz is really, really strong. Especially since the fact that literally at the beginning of the match, Buzz can literally just grapple onto you with that gadget. It's really, really strong. And then get his real super and then obliterate your entire team. Just out of like a personal rant right now, I was like playing Brawl Stars like a few minutes ago. And basically I ran in. There's a 4-team power cube.
More needs to hear your stories.
Brock and Pam, shut up, Michael.
Oh boy.
And then I just like ran in with my super and then absolutely buzzed the heck out of them and I won. So,
okay. Got a jokester on our hands.
Alright, so next brawler, Michael.
Our next brawler, we have Nita. He is just really versatile, and if you have a good team comp, it helps a lot more. And, like, if you get that bear, it can counter a lot of brawlers, which will help a lot, you know, of course. It's countering a lot of brawlers. You know what I mean. And especially with those star powers and gadgets and all, it's going to really help a lot. So, yeah.
All right. You might want to reload the page too, Michael. But either way.
Shut up, Ethan.
We were like changing the document before we started the recording. Because, you know, we're not lazy bums. We want to make the show good. So yeah, definitely Nita is pretty good. So yeah, and this next brawler that we have Poco. So when tanks are good, Poco is good. Because obviously Poco double tank. Very strong comp. What do you guys think about Poco? Honestly, I think he's sitting in a pretty good position. But because Frank and Jackie are good, he's basically good too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that being said, Andrew, you want to take the next brawler?
The next brawler is going to be Griff. Because Griff, with that super, it's pretty good. And I think they recently buffed his second star power, which I think is a better star power skill, but Griff is just really good at high DPS at one moment.
Yeah. So, Michael, you want to take the next brawler? Michael? Michael?
Sorry, shut up. I am Meg.
What?
Are we on Meg?
Yeah, we're on Meg.
Yeah, okay. Our next brawler is Meg, as if you couldn't tell, because I'm an absolutely genius teacher. And Meg is still pretty good. Yeah, she can be a little squishy, but other than that, Super is just pretty versatile.
Yeah, definitely. Like Michael said, Super is very, very strong. Next brawler we have is gonna be Mr. P. So right now, Mr. P, even though tanks are good right now, it's not the kind of tanks that Mr. P gets countered by, because these tanks kind of like, especially Frank, they actually have range, and like Jackie, they have to like run up. So Mr. P is definitely still pretty good. His porters are really annoying against like Buzz and Ash, Poco, Meg, because they have to use multiple shots to take out one of them. So he's pretty good in the meta. So yeah.
Yep.
You guys have anything to add on, or do you guys want to move on?
Nope. All
right, cool. So Andrew, you want to take the next brawler?
Yep, so the next brawler is Sandy. Well, for many reasons, the super gives invisibility to everyone in such a big radius. Once you put that down, it's such a big control area. As well as you have star power, it can throw your teammates or deal 100 damage per second for people in that area.
Yeah. So definitely, Sandy's, again, very versatile brawler. Can do like a lot of damage and a pretty good team player. So Michael, you want to move on to the next brawler?
Yeah, so next brawler is Tara. Once again, obvious reasons. Her sequence is really, really good. It's good fingers, and yeah, she does a really versatile with her gadget. And yeah.
So no one has anything to add on. I'm just gonna move on to the next brawler, which is going to be Stu. So Stu right now is kind of flying under the radar. Like, he's being used, but he's kind of flying under the radar because people think that they nerfed him to the ground. But he's really not that bad.
Stu's still pretty good.
Yeah, he's really not that bad. Especially with the
Sven. Who's Sven? Sven's trash.
Yeah, Sven's trash, man.
Sven's trash.
Alright, so... Yeah. Angie, you want to move on to the next brawler?
Yep. The next brawler is Brock. Well, people say that he Supercell nerfed Brock to the ground. I don't think Brock is really good with the radius still and just solid brawler. Pretty versatile in many game modes, such as like Showdown, Brawl Ball, Heist.
Yeah.
Only brawlers, that's a pretty good heist.
Yeah. And Michael, you want to take the next brawler?
And yep, our next brawler got Belle. Belle's still pretty good. Even with the gamer shift, she's still okay. And her gadgets are pretty good, and her stuff power is just pretty good. And she's a really good like as well, so.
Yeah, she's a pretty good mid, so yeah. And she's also pretty good in heist, so yeah. Our last brawler that we have is going to be Leon. So Leon, he with his lollipop drop, he's just really, really strong right now. Even though they nerfed it, he still sees a lot of play because 20 seconds is a long time. And with three gadgets, that's 60 seconds of invisibility. That's literally half a brawler match. That's a very, very long time. So what do you guys think about him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You really
got them. Mhm. Yeah. Okay. So, with that being said, let's move on to the counter meta. So these are the brawlers that you want to pick to counter the current meta. So, Andrew, you want to take the first brawler?
If the first brawler is B, B has a special ability where if he hits someone, then she gets a supercharge.
Oh my!
Yeah, like we never knew that. And her super can slow enemies down, which is one of the most important things in the game. Slowing is actually. I think people know. Okay. But yeah, B can just destroy tanks and people. Know.
Yeah, and since tanks are meta right now, B is a very excellent counter pick. And on that note, Michael, you want to take the next brawler?
Next brawler. Also going with like the tank counters is Colette. Colette's really good. She with her super really, really good against tank and he also like her gadgets can also ruin tanks as well. Actually, not really. Now I think about it, because it's just damage. Anyways, you know what I mean.
Yep.
There's a lot of damage.
Yep. So next brawler that counters the meta, we have Mortis. So Mortis is kind of a situational brawler. If there are tanks, definitely don't pick them. But otherwise, if there's Meg, if there's Poco, Sandy, Tarsu, Leon, definitely pick Mortis because they're all pretty squishy. You can kill them with 3 or 4 hits. So yeah, definitely Mortis, pretty good and solid counter meta. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, Mortis is great. I mean, given that they nerfed Creepy Harvest, it's not bad. Like, with Steel Coiled Snake as a passive ability, like, I mean, Mortis is still good.
Yeah, definitely. So, Angie, you want to take the next brawler?
Yep. The next brawler is going to be Penny, because in situations, maybe if Ash puts down that super right next to him, then Penny can splash all over and deal massive amounts of damage.
Yeah, definitely. Michael, you might be muted. No, I'm gonna lie.
It's a very situational counter meta,
but... Yeah. Yeah, I also forgot to add that the super with balls of fire, I think, that's star power is pretty annoying.
Yeah, definitely. And I was also thinking, like, Leon and Tara, since they have little, like, porters, and Mr. P as well. Since they have little, like, bots, you can, like, splash onto them. So, yeah. Michael, you want to take the next brawler?
Yeah, the next brawler is Crow. Crow's just really, really annoying. And with the heal debuff and, like, if you have star power, the, like, the what's it called? The attack debuff, what the hell? Debuff and also like the jump, and she's just really annoying and like just stay out of range, be pokey and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah. If no one has anything to add, Andrew.
I mean, Crow is really annoying. Can stop the healing, you know, like poke with double tanks.
So. Yeah. So with that being said, let's move on to the final brawler that we have in our deep dive. And the final brawler that we have is Spike. So Spike is just a very solid counter to tanks. And also Spike is just very versatile in general. Just does a lot of damage no matter what. Shreds down brawlers really fast. Has that gadget for like a bit of extra bulk. So yeah, what do you guys think about Spike?
Yeah, Spike's definitely really good.
Yeah. Michael, you have anything to add? Michael, you might be muted. I'm gonna like. We hear the clicky clacky keyboards of Andrew Panju while Michael starts to lag out.
Yep, Michael.
What happened? Am I dead? Am I alive?
Yeah, you're alive. You're alive. We are asking about Spike. Anything to add on to Spike?
Nope, Spike's cool.
Yep, Spike's cool. Nope, okay. on that Spike cool note. That's the end of our podcast. So if you guys okay, we get to get out of here now. All right.
Bye.
All right. So with that being said, guys, thank you all for listening to this episode of the Boner Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and remember, you're all Boner Brawl. See you next time.